Hello, this is Ryan Hall for Information 3.0. I'm here with Dr. Dorlan, who's a professor of physics here at Maryland.
How are you doing, sir?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Professor, I'm curious how you think technology, like the innovation of new technology, affects what you do as a physicist and affects physics research in particular.
So physics is actually driven by technology because we have... At any moment, physicists are using the latest technology to measure something, and then that tests theory. And so we have the latest computers, the latest detectors of various kinds. So it's basically, you can't use old technology and do physics. So it's all technology driven.
Would you say that technology and science in particular is kind of like a cycle? Technology helps create new science, science then fashions new technology. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, so what happens, I'd say the new technology lets you measure something, lets you test an idea. And so you get a new scientific theory that comes out. And then the new theory can often be exploited to let you figure out some new way to do something entirely. So, yeah, there's a cycle there. It's a slower cycle than people think sometimes. There's only one example from the last few years where something went quickly. You could look it up. There's something called giant magnetoresistance. This was discovered, I think it was only 10 years ago. It was theorized. Somebody said this should be possible. They went, found it was possible, and it's the technology of the thumb drives. So that was only, you know, the way that they made those was not even on the radar screen 15 years ago. No one knew it was even possible. So that's really rapid physics into technology. Usually it's a 20-year, 30-year cycle because you're doing something so fundamental, so distant from the real world that it takes a long time to turn it into technology.
Okay, given that viewpoint, how applicable would you say that technology is in a classroom, especially in a college environment, and even more especially so with students that are driven towards the sciences?
So there's two ways I'd answer that, Ryan. One is technology in lecture or in the classroom when we're meeting in a large group and it's not a lab. So non-lab classroom. I found it really hard to use technology to great effect. It's possible, and there are people who are doing a better job than I am. Part of the reason is because physics is a lot about problem solving. And so you really have to get students to work problems. And in this case, there's not much to do. You know, pencil and paper is all you need. It's good for demonstrations. In the lab, it's everything. So you're always trying to teach students how to use instruments and technology to learn about their world. So in the lab, it's very, very, very important. We spend all our money on technology and physics in the laboratory, you know, lab courses for students. In the lecture hall, we got the clickers. You know, that's about it. Yeah.
All right, well, thank you, Professor. That'll conclude the interview for today. Really appreciate it.
Certainly.